Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host. And in this podcast, we attempt to look at the world around us through the lens of Scripture, that is to say, a Christian worldview. Today's podcast will be different. Like a previous podcast, we'll cover three topics today. Three topics. First, I'll give sort of a health update and a prayer request. Second, we'll talk about the floods in Texas and the tragedy at that Mystic Camp. And third, we'll talk about the peculiarities of the extreme left and the extreme right when it comes to this tragedy and Donald Trump. This will not necessarily be a pro-Donald Trump item, but please give it a listen. First, for the health update, I'm stable. I'm doing okay. There is a change in strategy in the treatments for my condition, and part of that is weaning me off of steroids. I've been on steroids for about 3 years. It's probably not a good idea to be on them for more than 3 to 6 months, but sometimes medical conditions require that. The steroids are not without effect. They weaken your bones. They can give you osteoporosis. If you're on them long enough, they can trigger type 2 diabetes. They have all kinds of uninteresting and unpleasant side effects, from tearing up your skin and your bones, messing with your organs, depriving you of sleep, and things like that. There's also some peculiar weight gain issues that go along with that. And living inside this body, I can tell you that none of those are pleasant to experience. I've experienced most of them. At the same time, they are important. They suppress my immune system. They keep my disease at bay. To some degree, they're part of a larger puzzle. And so the steroids are important. They are helpful. How helpful is the question, and when do the side effects outweigh the benefits? And so, working with my neurologist, we've determined to taper off of steroids. My steroid dose is down 20% so far with no side effects. However, in the next 12 weeks, it will be critical to see how things progress. Because if I am in need of this medication, if it is essential to my treatment, at the end of about 10 to 12 weeks with this tapering, I will relapse at some level, and that I do not want to do. If any of you remember what I went through before with this condition. Now, my doctors have put together a really interesting puzzle of treatments to treat me, to help me, and the steroids are part of it, but the steroids may not be necessary now because the other medications may have replaced them. And so here's where we find out. What can you do? Please pray for me. It's been a long 4 years. God has been very good to me. The people of Hillside have been very good to me. My family has been very good to me. Everybody's been very good to me. God has taught me a lot about myself and about Him and our relationship through this trial. That said, I'd like to get off of steroids, and I'd like not to experience any form of relapse. At the end of it all, we have to remember to hold on to these things loosely with an open hand and say, "Thy will be done." In the meantime, please pray for me. Please pray that it may be God's will to let these steroids go and I don't have to take them anymore and I won't experience any adverse side effects. And please pray that I can continue to maintain my schedule as lead pastor at Hillside Church. Well, thanks for listening to that. Let's turn our attention to Texas and these terrible floods at the Mystic Camp, at this girls' camp, where the death toll continues to climb and climb. How do we make sense of this? And is in some degree life in a fallen world, right? The world is broken. Fabric of the universe is tainted by sin and corrupted, and so things don't work the way they were designed. It's part of the fall of man dating back from the Garden of Eden. Theological explanations aside, this is a tragedy, and we need to be praying for that community and the families of those who have lost dear ones, who have lost homes, who have lost everything they own. This is a tragedy. We need to be praying for the safety of first responders who are on the ground and rescuing people even now. What can you do to help? I'm sure there'll be lots of religious organizations trying to help, but right now, Samaritan's Purse is on the ground there at Kerrville Bible Church. Kerrville Bible Church. K-E-R-R-V-I-L-L-E BibleChurch.org. Let me do that again. KERRVILLEBIBLECHURCH.org. Or you can Google Kerrville Bible Church, Samaritan's Purse, flood, and you'll see the website. Why am I selecting this church? Number one, Samaritan's Purse is already there, and they've got lots of resources. Number two, one of the pastors was a colleague of mine. He attended seminary when I did. He's one of the associate pastors, and I know the church to be solid and reliable, and there are so many scammers out there today. And there is a tendency in the Christian church to scatter its resources over a bazillion different organizations where neither one gets the resources and funding that it needs because everything is spread so thin. Here's a way to make your money count, so to speak. I also want to turn our attention to something else. Right now, people are blaming the President of the United States for this flash flood. If he hadn't gutted the National Weather Service and done all these terrible things, none of this would have happened. And you know what? That's just not true. It's just not true. Bottom line is, he hasn't been in office long enough to gut everything, and you can't blame him, whether you like him or not, for everything that goes wrong. Democrat or Republican, conservative or progressive, Christian or non-Christian, we should be thankful that he, as the most powerful man in the world, is marshaling resources towards this flood and those who need help. And let's not blame climate change for this either. This area has a long history of floods. This is an atypical flood, but you know what? Not everything that happens is climate change. Too often we say, if it's too hot, it's climate change. If it's too cold, it's climate change. If the weather's really great and unusually so, it's climate change. Everything can't be climate change. Which brings us to the third topic I wanted to discuss today, and that is the mentality or mental health of those on the extreme right or the extreme left. Here is a Rorschach test to see if your mind is working well, if you are mentally unwell or mentally healthy. If you're a progressive, is it statistically possible, is it mathematically possible that everything Donald Trump does is bad or wrong? Is every intention of his heart for making himself extra billions of dollars, of destroying democracy, of doing everything wrong, is every single thing that he does wrong? If you think that, then there's something mentally wrong with you. Let me just say that right now. You're mentally ill. You know, people jokingly call that Trump derangement syndrome. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you this. You might want to take a long, hard look in the mirror of your soul. That would be like people on the extreme right saying every single thing that Joe Biden did or whoever was president during his time was wrong and evil and wrongly motivated. The reality is even that lousy people and lousy governments do good sometimes. And to insist, now, let me take time to address those on the so-called extreme right. Is everything that Donald Trump does right? Are you one of those people who believes that Donald Trump can do no wrong? That Donald Trump is a Christian, that Donald Trump is a righteous man. If you are, you want to take a long, hard look in the mirror because you're like these progressives on the left here who think everything that he does is wrong, everything that he does is evil. If you think everything Donald Trump says or does is good and right, there's something wrong with you. There's something mentally off base. You see, this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about you. This is about you and your God. For some people, politics is their religion. And political leaders become godlike, for good or for ill. They're either Satan or God. And when they attack somebody of a political position that is different than their own, or a political party, they think they're doing, quote-unquote, the Lord's work. This is a delusion. This is a form of mental unwellness. And you'll find that these people will do anything. They'll break the law. The end justifies the means, whether it's burning a city, or even vandalizing the Capitol. So stop and think for a minute what you really believe in. If you're like others, let's say normal people, politicians do good things and bad things. They say dumb things. They say right things. Some say more than others. But not everything anyone says is always wrong or always right. And if you think in that extreme way, there's something wrong with you. And so think about it. Pray about it. Reach out to God. What God? Which God? Well, there are many gods in this world. Some gods are political figures. Some gods are political ideals. Some gods are jobs, relationships, things like that. You see, but at the end of the day, there's only two religions in the world. The religion of human achievement, where you do something to please your God, whether you burn money at a temple somewhere, whether you do five pillars, whatever it is, whatever works you do. It can be New Age, where you're doing all these things, burning incense, doing smudging, saying mantras constantly to please your God or your gods. The religion of human achievement is tough because you never know how much you have to do to be made righteous in the sight of your God or to become righteous. And that religion includes every religion in the world that deals with that, whether it's Hinduism, Muslim, Catholicism, whatever it is. You're doing stuff all the time, and no one can tell you how much stuff is enough. And so you're anxious, you're stressed, you're frustrated, angry even. And then there's a religion of divine achievement, what God has done for you. And in this case, there's only one religion of divine achievement, and that is, whether you like it or not, Christianity. That God went to the cross for you, God in human form, Jesus Christ, took your place, took the penalty of your sin, and took it and nailed it to the cross, and suffered his own wrath upon himself, taking it upon his person in your place, that you might have eternal life, that you might be restored to him. Restored to him, what's the problem? Well, we separate ourselves from God when we do wrong things, when we take things that don't belong to us, when we say evil things, when we do evil things, when we verbally curse those created in his image. Sin, doing anything outside the will of God, that's sin. And the Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, you, me, everybody. And that the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life, and that free gift is offered to everyone based on what Christ did at the cross and with his resurrection. That resurrection power is able to move you out of the kingdom of darkness, so to speak, into his marvelous life, from alienation into restoration. And that comes through Jesus Christ, through putting your faith or putting your trust in Jesus Christ, through what Jesus has done for you, the religion of divine achievement. It says in Ephesians 2, 8 through 9, we are saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, lest anyone should boast or brag or take credit for it. It's a gift offered to everyone, no matter who, what they've done, who they are, where they came from, what their ethnicity is. But it's only given to those who will receive the gift. We trust God, we put our faith in God, and we accept that gift, and our lives are changed forever. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, all things are becoming new. Because of what God has done for you, it is the gift of God, not of works, the religion of divine achievement. It makes sense, really, because in sin, as we mess things up in our lives, it's like we're stuck in quicksand, and the more we struggle, the harder we work, the faster we sink. We need somebody, we need a rescuer, a savior, to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. And that's what Christ has done for you. Do you want to be made whole? Turn to Christ. Well, I think that's enough for today. We've covered our three topics and a little bit more. And so thank you for listening. This is Keith Crosby. You can email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com. If you have questions about today's podcast, be sure and put podcast in the memo line of the email. In the meantime, if you like this podcast, share it with your friends. Give us a like on whatever platform you listen on. Share us. Tell people about it. We'd love to spread this podcast even further. This is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.